Tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday morning service of July the 6th, 1985. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Irma and Glenn Miller are the speakers.
Everything in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John up until the instant that Jesus came out of the tomb is Old Testament. Jesus lived, taught, and walked under the Old Testament. So if you want to get technical, you've got to divide it at that point. But there is no separation in the book. It's one book. Oh, yeah, tradition has told us that the Old Testament's all done away with. No, it's all one book. It's all one book. Hebrews 12 and 24, and then 1 Peter 1 and 2. Now, this is sprinkling. To cover with the blood. Cover with the blood. Psalms 32 and 1. Psalms 32, 1. Psalms 85 and 2. And Romans 4 and 7. Romans 4, 7. I haven't tried to find the right down. I'm just two or three scriptures are sufficient to back up what we're talking about. And then to wash with the blood. To wash, be washed with the blood. Washed white as snow. Revelation 7:14 and Revelation 1 and 5. I just happen to have them written down that way. I don't know why they're reversed, but it's just the way I happen to have written them down. So we apply the blood. We have scriptures for applying the blood. We have scriptures for appropriating the blood. We have scriptures to sprinkle with the blood. We have scriptures to cover with the blood. And we have scriptures to wash with the blood. And you can use these scriptures effectively. You can use them in praying for deliverance. You can use them in praying for cleansing and forgiveness of sin. They can all be used. And Satan has to listen and honor it. He has to honor it because it is written. And in that aspect, we have authority when it is written. Amen. Well, I can talk about a lot more things here in relation to some of these things, but I want to talk about something else here. Again, now back, I want to talk about now what I went upstairs and taught the kids upstairs. So that's enough of school in those areas this morning. Maybe we'll take up some school in some other areas. And generally, when I get up here in between the song service and the ministry, during the meetings, I generally, from time to time, whatever. And generally, when I step up here, I don't know that I'm going to talk about what I talk about. I'm not talking about this morning right now. I had already planned to do what I've done this morning. But generally, I get up here just to make the announcements during the meetings and take the offering. And when I get up there, something will come before me and I will either see or this, the thought will come and burn in me and I'll begin to talk about it. And then as I begin to talk about it, why, it just flows out. And it's not, when I stand up here to talk and take the offering and I begin to talk about something, it's not something that I come up here prearranged or pre-thought about to do. And I thank God for that. Because when it comes forth in that way, God's anointing rests on it. And it has a penetrating force that people realize that it's a reality and a truth. And they can receive it and accept it because God's presence is there to bring it forth. And I thank the Lord for that. Without His presence and His anointing, we might as well all lock up the door and go home because there'd be nothing accomplished anyway. Well, turn with me to Leviticus chapter 18. Before I start to mention, Irma made the remark about the Old Testament. The statutes, the precepts, and the judgments, the Old Testament, stand, except for what that which God did away with through Jesus Christ at the cross. But Jesus fulfilled all those things related to the sacrifices. The goat, the lamb, the heifer, all of these areas. The incense, because now we are the incense, as we lift and praise and magnify the Lord, we are the incense that comes before the Lord. Jesus fulfilled those, and he did away with them completely. But he did not do away with thou shalt not kill, or thou shalt not commit adultery. Those laws still stand. And when you try to separate things out and take out what you want and leave what you don't want, you're in trouble. So you need to take a second look at all these areas so that you're rightly dividing the word of truth. Leviticus chapter 17 is a, or 18, chapter 18, is a chapter that deals with God's laws in relation basically to the family. And I'll start with verse 3 here. And it says, after the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, and all of us have dwelt at one time in Egypt, shall you not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall you not do, neither shall you walk in their ordinances or regulations. You shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances. To walk therein, I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. He doesn't say, do you want to do it? He doesn't say, would you like to do it? Or you can do it if you want to. He says, you shall do it if you want to live. A plain fact. No variation. God is God. He said, I am the Lord. So, he lays down some laws for us. People don't like to hear them called laws. They're laws. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. And he goes on to say that so the nakedness of such and such, which we'll get to in a little later. Then in verse 12, here he changes, and he says, thou shalt not. In verse 13, he says, thou shalt not. In verse 14, he says, thou shalt not. In verse 15, he says, thou shalt not. So evidently, he means, thou shalt not. Verse 16, he says, thou shalt not. Verse 17, he says, thou shalt not. Verse 22, he says, thou shalt not. Seems to be very persistent there, doesn't he? He says, thou shalt not. Okay, let's turn over to Deuteronomy, or to Leviticus, chapter 20. Well, for here we'll start with verse 7. It says, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy. Why? For I am the Lord your God. The great I am says, be ye holy. You shall keep my statutes and do them. Why? Because I am the Lord which sanctifieth you. He didn't ask you if you wanted to. He didn't ask you if you'd like to. He gave you a commandment, an order. Do it. Now, what does he tell us here in this chapter that is going to happen to us if we don't do it? All right, we'll read a few verses here. For everyone, now I laid this one heavy upstairs. This next verse, I laid it on heavy. I won't do it here this morning. When if you haven't honored your father and your mother, you need to ask the Lord to forgive you. You need to repent of it and ask for the curse to be lifted off of you. If you've not honored your father and your mother, if you've rebelled against them, if you've cursed them, if you hit at them, not some young people have knocked their parents down, if any of these things have happened, you need to ask, and if they're still living, you're required to ask them to forgive you and to repent of it before the Lord. It's a requirement. Everyone that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He shall be put to death. He that curseth his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. And I went into great detail with the young people about this. And I used some other scriptures along with it. The man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Next verse says, shall surely be put to death. Verse 12 says, shall surely be put to death. Verse 13 says, and if a man shall lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, that's homosexuality, or we can say lesbianism, they shall surely be put to death. And if a man shall lie with bestiality, they shall surely be put to death. God says here, first over here, he told us in 17 or in 18, thou shalt not. Here in chapter 20, he says, you'll be put to death. It's an order. You'll be put to death. Now turn with me over to Deuteronomy chapter 27. See, we need to teach this to our young people from as early as they're eight around with other children and with your own children, that sexual things are an abomination and God hates it, and that when if they partake of it, you should teach them. If they partake of it, God will put a curse on them, and they'll have a short life. See, over here it said you'd be put to death. Now back there in that time, they took you out and stoned you to death. But God has ways of putting us to death today with sickness or accident or something like that. Or the young people, I told them that God said they'd have a short life if they didn't honor their father and their mother. They'd go out here and get killed in an accident, go swimming, dive somewhere and break their neck, something like that. That there's a lot of ways that they'll have a short life, that they won't have a long life. If they want a long life, they're to honor their parents, whether they like them or dislike them, whether they agree with what they do or don't agree, as long as they live under that roof of that house, they are to honor their parents and obey them. And that's just what I told them. I said, if you don't, you can expect a short life. You can expect it, because God's Word says that that's what will happen to you. Well, anyway, now here in chapter 27, I'm going to read these through and see what happens here. Verse 10 is where we'll start. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God to do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, that thee shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless. And in chapter 13 it says, or verse 13, and thee shall stand on Mount Ephah to curse. And verse 15 says, cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of craftsmen, and putteth it in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Now, I told the kids, and I'll make a short remark here, but I talked to them quite extensively. I told them that tennis or golf or anything else, sports, I talked about water skiing and all this, which I love myself, but you can make a god out of any of it. You can make a god out of your home. You can make a god out of a car. You can make a god out of anything. And God says that he'll not have any other god before us, that he is to be first. And then if we bless him, then he'll give us these blessings. But if we take these things and make a god of them, and they're more important to us than attending the house of the Lord or honoring God and blessing and studying the word of the Lord, then we are cursed, and God puts a curse on us. And I went into great detail and talked quite a while about, as I did about honoring their mother and father, I also did about this. And it's good for us, too, to realize that. And then the next verse says, cursed be he that setteth light by his father or mother, and all the people shall say Amen. The actual literal rendering of that verse is, cursed be he that holdeth his mother or father in light esteem. That is the literal rendering of that translation. That holdeth his mother or father in light esteem. Let's see, here it says that setteth light. And a lot of, especially younger people, when they read that, they don't understand it. They say, what does it mean, set a light by my parents, you know? Well, it's not. It means hold them in light esteem. I make fun of them. And when I got to this verse here, well, this verse is where I talked to them in great depth about a long life and their and all. Here. And verse 17 says, cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark. Verse 18, cursed be he that causeth the blind to wander. And I talked to him quite a bit about children who were afflicted or children who had problems, that you weren't to make fun of them and you weren't to do things and cause. And, you know, like I have seen in my time, I've seen different kids pick at and make fun or do things to some child that was afflicted in some way or couldn't do the things that they could do. And I told them that God is not pleased with that, and he says he'll put a curse on us if we do these things. Then it says, 19 says, cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. Because God says in other places that he looks after the fatherless and the widow and the stranger. And we need judges, and God says that he wants judges who judge righteously in these areas. Now, verse 20. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife. Now that's, it could be his mother, or it could be his stepmother. But God says, cursed be he that has sexual relations with his father's wife. In all these areas, God must have looked down or must have been going on. And we find back in Paul's time that Paul had run into a case of it and had to take care of it. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father or the daughter of his mother. Now that takes him to every aspect there. That's if she's my full sister or if she's my half sister from either stepfather or stepmother. Phrases it in such a way that it takes in every aspect there of the family. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly. Cursed be he that taketh a reward to slay the innocent. And verse 26 says, cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people shall say, Amen. Now, first the Lord says, you shall not do it. Second, he said that you're to be killed or stoned, or you'll have a short life because of it. You'll die. And thirdly, he says that you're cursed. And he says, and he is the one that says you're cursed. Not the devil, not Satan. God says you're cursed. That reminds me. That makes me think of something else. I'll insert this right here. I hear another tradition. I hear people saying the demons of hell. The devil's in hell. The demons are not in hell. The devil's not in hell. They have no part of hell. It does not belong to Satan, and it doesn't belong to the demons. Hell belongs to God. And the demons are not in hell, and the devil's not in hell. And they'll not be there until Jesus Christ judges them and assigns them there. Do you ever think of that? The demons are all about us right around here. They're not in hell. And they don't want to go to hell. Because they cried to Jesus and said, don't send us before our time. Whoa, Jesus, please don't, because they knew that he could have. Because he's going to be their judge. And they knew it right then on the spot. And they knew that he could assign them to hell right then. They said, oh, please, please, please don't send us. So he didn't. Because that wasn't the day of judgment yet. It was the day of deliverance, but not of judgment. That day of judgment hasn't come yet. It's coming. And then they will be assigned to hell. So when people say it's a saying that you hear all the time, but it is an erroneous tradition. There's no truth in it. Anyway, the Lord says here that we're cursed if we do these things. And I missed one in here. There's bestiality. Cursed if man or woman lies with beast, and cursed if man lies with a man or man lies with a woman. Homosexuality and lesbianism. And then I talked to the kids upstairs all about Sodom and Gomorrah and Pompeii and all of that. And I told them that because of these reasons, God destroyed them. And then I also told them that we have a curse that God has sent in the land called AIDS. And that curse is in the land because of rebellion against God. And I don't expect them to find a cure for it, because I believe God put that curse on the land. And I believe it's here because to bring down this arrogant, blatant display before everybody that I have as much right to this lifestyle as anybody else, and in defiance of God. And it's rebellion, and it's they know it's wrong, but it's a deliberate, rebellious defiance against God. And God has put a curse on them because of it, and that's his judgment. And also his judgments are going to begin to come in other areas to show that God is God, and that we can't blatantly rebel against him and do things against him, because we will receive the curses.
He's long-suffering, but His Word is true. His Word is still true. And God wouldn't be God if He didn't keep His Word. You know, we hear grace, 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 grace. And I thank God for His grace. Because without His grace, how wouldn't any of us be here right now? Wouldn't be a single one of us here except for His grace. We'd all, every one of us, deserved to be stoned. And one of you sitting here, including myself, don't deserve that we've been stoned under some of the things that I've just already read. Maybe half a dozen of the things I've already read, we should have been stoned. But His grace and His mercy. But God's judgment is just as sure as His grace. And I say, and it's true, that God has a scale, a balance. There's a scripture that says, I was found in the balance. That was weighed in the balance and found wanting. So Belshazzar, when the handwriting was on the wall, what was that balance? It was the balance of God's grace, mercy, and judgment, the scale. And God's judgment weighs just as heavy on this side of the scale as His grace and mercy is on this side. The two are absolutely equal. They balance perfectly to a finer line than we can calculate with the greatest calculator. Does His grace and mercy come? And His scale weighs both sides. And His judgment is just as sure as His grace and mercy. Well, anyway, God says that we're cursed. And the curse is because He puts the curse on us. He does it. Not the devil. But when God puts the curse on us, then that gives Satan a right to come and invade that area of your life and live in that area, his demons to come and live there. When that curse comes on you, that opens that area of your life for demon activity. When that happens. There are many other areas of the Bible where God says that He curses us. He curses us if we don't give Him the glory and the honor. God says, I curse you, Malachi. He curses us if we don't give Him that portion or the tithe that belongs to Him. God says that He puts a curse on us. He curses us. People don't realize that, they say, that God curses us. Of course, then we can be cursed by witchcraft and sorcery and people speaking against us and people doing things against us. We can be cursed. So there's these areas of cursings, which are demonic. But then there's the area of curses that we fall under because God allows us or God opens the door where we're cursed. But also, just as we're cursed, then God has made a provision for us. Let's turn back to Deuteronomy 23. Now, these curses of sexual sins are called incest. That's the curse of incest in that area. And let's find out where the curse of incest come from. In chapter 23, verses 2 and 3, we find it says, a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. An Amorite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to their tenth generation shall they not enter in. And that's approximately 400 years. And the scientists have just found out in the last few years, maybe 30, 40, I don't know, last anyway, not too long, that God knew what He was talking about, see? And because they have discovered that it takes approximately 400 years for the bloodline to cleanse itself. When the bloodline is crossed between a nationality or something in this line, it takes approximately 400 years before the bloodline to be completely cleansed so there's no trace in the blood. Now, the malformities and these may work out so that children who are deformed and such as this from incest and all, that is a sin that comes because, partly not always, but part of these foreign things are because of the sins of incest, that it takes approximately 400 years for this to work its way out of the bloodline. So God knew what He was talking about 4,000 years ago, see? But everybody rebels and against God. But now, who are the Amorites and the Moabites? Turn with me back to Genesis 19. And we will see who the Amorites and the Moabites were. 19, verse 36, 37, and 38, the last three verses of the chapter. It says, thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father,
and the firstborn bare a son and called his name Moab, the same as the father of Moabites unto this day. Incest. And the younger she also bare a son and called his name Benami, the same as the father of the children of Ammon unto this day, the Amorites. And you look up incest in your dictionary or encyclopedia, and the very first meaning it'll tell you, or it'll say Amorite or Moabite, or you look up the word in your world encyclopedias, the word Amorite or Moabite, and it'll give a meaning of incest. You can look it right up. We've looked it up in all of ours, and that's just exactly what it tells you right there. So you see, even the secular world understands it. Incest is also the intermarriage of races. Of races. And God says that he forbids it, and he forbids it in his amongst his priesthood, and in Nehemiah and Ezra, in both places. When Nehemiah came, he found that the priesthood was polluted, and he demanded and required that the priesthood separate themselves and separate themselves from the wives that they'd taken from the heathen nations around about and send them back to the nations where they came from. Then Ezra came along 90 years later and found that they had polluted themselves again. He sat down, he pulled out his hair and poured sackcloth on him and cried and lamented. And then he sent back the children and the wives and made the priests separate themselves. Now, we have grace today. We have God's grace. And if anyone's involved in that, God's grace is extended unto us. And I don't stand here and say that if you're involved in this situation and that you're to separate and tear up a family. What I'm saying to everyone here, don't get involved in that situation, because God says that he does not approve of it, and that it's a curse, and that just don't do it. God says you don't do it. God made the blacks to be blacks and the whites to be whites and so forth. And God intends them to be, if he didn't want them to be that way, he made us all one race to start with. But I don't understand why he did what he did, but he did what he did, and we're to abide by it. Now, we have, God said that he looked, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that takes in every living, breathing person that is a soul, and even to some form of, he says every creature. Well, how far that goes, I don't know. But to those of us that we know as those with living souls, that takes in everyone, and that takes in the colored and the oriental and everyone else. That takes them in. For God so loved the world. But he still says that we're of our race, and they're of their race, and we're to keep it that way. But we can still fellowship together. We can bless each other. We can worship and praise the Lord together and magnify the name of the Lord and live under God's covenants together. So, it's a serious thing to disobey the word of the Lord. And all it ends up with, to those that are involved and have been involved in these circumstances, all they have had and have is heartache. And my heart goes out to them because of the situations. But let's teach our people that they don't get involved in these situations. If God intended it to be that way, he'd have done different in the first place. God calls it incest. And it is a curse on it, an abomination. Well, I want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 21, and we'll read the last two verses of that chapter, verse 22 and 23, or parts of them. Start with 22. And if a man have committed sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree. But thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that hangeth on a tree is cursed of God. Now, I just quoted to you John 3:16, that for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And God gave Jesus and his blood for the remission of our sins. That whosoever would. But has everybody in the world saved? Has everybody accepted that offer? Very few. And those who have accepted it have to accept it. They have to apply it. They have to appropriate it to their life. And they say, I accept you, Lord. I thank you for your blood. I thank you for your cleansing. Forgive me my sins. Now, the same is true of he that is accursed. And God says we're cursed. So turn with me to Galatians chapter 3. And God made a way of cleansing by the blood of the Lord Jesus, of salvation. For Jesus died for our sins. But in Galatians 3, we find that God also made another provision for us. He made a provision for us so that we can be set free from the curses that we have gotten ourselves under, either ignorantly, deliberately, or because of the sins of our ancestors. He made a way to be set free from these areas of our life. And many people are plagued with things that they don't understand. And they say, my father was like that, or my mother was like that, or my grandfather was like that. You have the sins of your ancestors visited upon you. You have a curse on your life. And that curse is because God says it's on there, and it'll come to the third and the fourth. We didn't read that. Those scriptures, there are several, that says that he visited to the third and the fourth. We read the one to the tenth. But God says he visits to the third and the fourth and to the tenth generation. These things that he calls accursed that we have partaken in, our ancestors have partaken in. But just as there's salvation for us, he's also made a way that we can come out from under these curses that we have found ourselves under. Verse 13 of Galatians 3 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. We do not come out from under that curse automatically. We have to come and apply and appropriate that to our lives so that these curses can be broken from off of us, so that we can walk in freedom from the sins of our ancestors and our own sins and break the curses that we have committed or even that our ancestors have and put a stop to them so that they don't continue on down through our ancestral line to our children and our grandchildren. The time has come and the revelation of the Lord is at hand when we can take authority over these areas and begin to be a people that can walk in freedom and in the blessings of the Lord, receiving and having the blessings of the Lord on our lives, and walking in the freedom of these things that have bound our ancestors and have bound us because of the sins that we have committed and they have committed, which God says, you shall not do. But in our deliberate rebellion and sometimes in our ignorance, we have done these things. And a lot of it has been ignorance because we have not been taught the word of the Lord. These things basically that I'm teaching here right now this morning should be taught to the children from the time they're big enough to know how to go to the toilet by themselves. They should be taught that they don't go with their brother or they don't go with their sister. And they say, why? Say, because God says that you're not to see your brother and your sister, or you're not to uncover and see their nakedness. You should not wash them in the same tubs together when they become old enough that they know to go to the bathrooms and things by themselves. Should separate them. And then we immediately at that area are taking dominion over these things so that we have authority over all the lust that's in the earth today, and it's rampant in the schools and in our children and in us and everywhere. It's because this hasn't been taught from at home, and it hasn't been taught at home because it wasn't taught from the pulpit. And if it had been taught from the pulpit, it had been taught at home. And it's time the word of the Lord were brought forth in its fullness, that we can be a holy people unto the Lord. For he says, be ye holy, even as I am holy. And that's a commandment. But we have to desire to fulfill it. It just doesn't happen because I say I want to do it. I have to strive to do it. I have to work to do it. I have to wash my mind of the subconscious and the things that rise up in it from time to time. It's true of every one of us. Things come in our mind, rise up, and a thought comes. And the Lord says, put every thought in subjection. And you have to immediately take authority over it. And say, no, sir, that's not right. I put the blood of Jesus against that, and I wash that out of there. I cover that with the blood. Lord, wash that out of my, if that's in my subconscious, I put the blood to my subconscious. Wash my subconscious. Lord, forgive me for thinking that. And do that every time. And the more you do that, when that happens, pretty soon these things will not bother you. That line. But then you've got to watch something else. Satan will start something else. Or you've got to work on another angle. See? Satan's always going to try. He's always got his little cohorts out here. His army is always going to be standing there, ready to get a chance. They're going to stick a gig in. They're going to stick a gig in. And you've got to be instant to cut it off and put that shield up there. Say, the blood of Jesus covers me. I'm covered
in his blood. I take authority over that. I appropriate the blood. I wash that out of my mind with the blood. I won't think that. Or if you think something else, say, Lord, forgive me for whatever you thought. If it's relation to people or something else, ask the Lord to forgive you. Do it. Take care of it right now. Then it'll not become a problem to you. You'll not have a big situation rise up someplace down the road that you have a lot of problems and need somebody to come running to pray for you. Help me, help me. See, take care of it in the beginning. Don't let it become a problem. And then you'll not have to be calling so much for somebody somewhere to come pray for you. I've got this big problem. Take care of it back here when it was a little ant. Then you could get rid of it easy before it became an elephant.
Yes.
But we've all got to do that. Every one of us have got to do that. And sometimes, and most of the time, we've got to do it every day. Every day. Maybe two or three times a day. But work on it. Well, Jesus became a curse, so we don't have to be one. So I'm going to pray, and I want you to pray with me. We're going to take authority over these areas, the sins of our ancestors. We have the curses following us down through the family line, the things that we've got involved in ourselves, that we have a curse on our lives because of this. We're going to ask the Lord to lift it off of us and free us from it and set us free. What, brother?
Deuteronomy 27. And then all the people shall say, so be it.
That's right. That's right. So be it. That's what he said. He called the people, and the people said, so be it. The whole congregation, so be it. Yes?
May the word of the Lord come forth out of this place. Today there is a price to pay. There is a calling on your life. And yea, I say that you will intercede, and you will call forth those that you have that have come forth out of your loins. And yea, there is a holy calling for your children and your grandchildren. And saith not to the Lord thy God, it is too hard. My children have taken on the pleasures of the world, and my God cannot do this. For I say, I know that in which that place your child walks. I know where that son is. I know where that daughter is. And I have heard thy prayers ascend unto me, and it has touched my heart, for I do love thy seed as you love thy seed, and yea, even more. And I say that when you come unto me in my presence, and your prayers arise to my throne, I do hear them, my people. And I am that covenant-keeping God. I am that God that hath done cut the covenant with thee. And yea, you are the sons of Abraham. And yea, all the blessings of Abraham shall be yours in this generation, and they shall be your children, and they shall belong to your grandchildren. And I say, come into my throne room, yea, come into my throne rooms with groanings and moanings, not understood by the carnal mind, but come within in me. Allow the Holy Spirit to intercede through you, for there is a mighty battle at hand, and yea, the enemy ranges on the right, and he ranges on the left, for the souls of your children and your grandchildren. But yea, he shall not have them. He shall not have them, for I have called you to this place. I have purposed these things in your life, that you shall see the glory of your God, that you shall come forth as overcomers. There is nothing too hard for your God. There is nothing. Perversion is not too hard for your God. Homosexualism is not too hard for your God to deliver. Alcoholism is not too hard for your God. It is but a small thing in my sight. Drugs is not too hard for your God. It is a small thing in my sight, saith God. I have put all these things under my feet, and yea, I do await until all the world is made my footstool, and you are the people. You are the people of that calling. And I have called to you, and I have put within you the purposes, the determination to bring forth that kingdom. And say not, how do I do this, my God? For it is a work of the Spirit. And I say, humble yourself and be obedient to me. For as you are obedient, then as the obedience flows through you, yea, your seed shall be freed. But if you harden your hearts, if you do not bow your head to me, if you do not listen to my statutes brought forth, and yea, as in the deep things of God, I will that thing will cling to your family. But I say, if you will purify yourself before me, for I said a contrite and humble heart will I not despise. I say, this is the day of liberty. This is the day to believe in the covenant God. for I have never changed. I have never changed. I brought forth my people from Egypt as whole families. They ate the whole lamb, and the families came forth. And I have ordained you. I have ordained you, my people, to walk in families. I have set thee in families, mothers and fathers and children and grandchildren. I have called that. That is an ordinance to me, saith God. And I purpose for you to come forth in this age as families. So my people, I say to you, humble yourself before me. I will deliver you. I have been delivering you. I shall deliver you. There is nothing too hard for your God. I say again, there is nothing too hard for your God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. We're going to break these curses in the name of the Lord Jesus. By the power of the authority of his name, we're going to break them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, we're going to pray and break these curses off of us. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that name to which every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess, he is Lord. And he's made a way for us to salvation. He's made a way to lift the curses off because he became a curse so that we don't have to bear the curses. We're going to apply and appropriate that today in Jesus' name. Let's ask the Lord to forgive us. And then when we're through with that, then I will continue to pray for all of us. Father, pray with me. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, that name to which you honor, and to which we honor as our Lord and Savior. We thank you for his blood that cleanses me. And I ask you to forgive me if I participated in any of these sins in which your word says we shall not participate in. And I ask for the blood of Jesus to cleanse me and to wash me so that the curse can be broken from off of me and from my family line. My children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. And I thank you for it. And I'm sorry. I ask you, and I thank you for forgiving me and cleansing me. Amen. Well, Father, I come in behalf of these people and stand here as a priest over these people this morning. And I come in behalf of the sins of our ancestors. And I apply and appropriate the blood of the Lord Jesus to the sins of my ancestors and to the sins of all the ancestors of those who are sitting here in this place or that hear me on this tape in time to come. And I take that place of authority and decree that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he became a curse so we don't have to bear the curse and that his blood cleanses and washes us from all sin. And I apply and appropriate the blood of the Lord Jesus to all these areas of sexual sins that our ancestors may have gotten involved in any way, called incest and sins of sex. And ask you for the blood of Jesus to wash and to cleanse and to remove the guilt and the stain from off of our family lines. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it, Lord. The sins of incest are being molested by mother or father, by brother or sister, by aunt or uncle, by spirit of molestation. I thank you, Lord, for cleansing us of that and breaking the powers from off of us. Any guilt, Lord, I come against any spirits of guilt, and I break the power and dominion over these people in Jesus' name, and I loose them from guilt, spirits of torment from these areas. I break the powers of spirits of torment. I loose them from any spirit of torment in these areas, and I loose them from them. Those who have been molested when they were young, in school, or had sexual relations at the time when they were young in school, or even before school age, I break those powers. Anyone who's been raped, I take authority over that spirit in Jesus' name, the spirit of rape, and I break the powers that would offer them in Jesus' name. Put the blood of Jesus to cleanse and to wash. I apply and appropriate the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I apply and appropriate the blood of Jesus over it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, sir. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break the powers in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Guilt. Guilt and shame from being raped or being participating in these areas. Guilt and shame. I come against guilt and shame. I break the powers of it and I loose them from guilt and shame in Jesus' name. Take authority over in the name of the Lord. I loose these people. Now, I break the curses from off of them. I set them free from it. I loose them from these curses. I loose them from them in the name of the Lord. Now, come out. Come off of them and come out of them. All you sexual spirits, all you unclean spirits, come out of these people. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. I break the powers. I break the dominions of it. Loose them. Loose them and set them free. Come out. Come out. Come on. Loose. Come out. Come out. I break your powers. I break your dominions. I break your... I break it in Jesus' name. Come on. Move. Move. Come out. Come out. Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on. Jesus Christ is Lord. He gives us authority to break your dominion, Satan. He gives us authority to loose these people. And I take that place of authority and dominion and I loose them this morning in the name of Jesus. I loose them in Jesus' name. I break that power over these people. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. I loose them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Guilt and shame. Guilt and shame. I break the bondage of guilt and shame. I break that bondage over these people in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. I thank you for that authority. I praise you for it in the name of the Lord. Thank you. Incest. Every spirit of incest. I break the bondage of every spirit of incest in Jesus' name. I loose them. I loose our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. I break those bondage. I break those powers over them. I bind the demon spirits, and I bind them to the day of judgment. Father, send the angels of the Lord to get them. Send the angels of the Lord here to bind up all of them here. Quick, keep them till the day of judgment, when Jesus will judge them and put them in the pit. I thank you, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you, Lord. I bless the name of the Lord. I thank you, Father. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for your deliverance. I praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Come on. Come on out. Come on out. All of you everywhere here. All you spirits of incest. All you spirits of lesbianism and homosexuality. Come out. I break your dominion. Spirits of bestiality. I break your powers. Come out. Set these people free. Set them free. Set them free. Set them free. We'll not be in bondage. We'll not be a slave. We're free. We're free in Jesus. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord, and we're free in Him. His blood cleanses and washes us. We're set free by the blood of Jesus. I break the curses. I loose them because Jesus became a curse, so we don't have to bear the curse. I set us free from it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for that authority that you've given us according to your word. And I use that authority now in Jesus' name. I loose all of these people. I set them free. I loose every one of us in the name of the Lord. I break the powers of these curses. I break the powers of these sins in Jesus' name. Thank you for the blood that cleanses. I praise you for it, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Jesus Christ is Lord. You have to submit. You have to obey. I bind all of you to the day of judgment. Angels, keep them. Come get them and keep them. Bind them and keep them until Jesus judges them. We put you underfoot. Today we put you underfoot. Today we bind you up. We put you underfoot. The kingdom of our God shall rule and reign. He is King. He is Lord. His kingdom shall reign. And you have no right in His kingdom. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. The blood of Jesus sets us free. The blood of Jesus cleanses. The blood of Jesus. How you like that, Saint Demon? How you like the blood? How you like the blood? The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood cleanses. The blood sets us free. The blood takes your rights away. You have no more right. We put the blood there. We apply, we appropriate, we cover, we wash. We put the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is our salvation. Jesus is our salvation by his blood. We put the blood against you. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Jesus. Praise you for the blood. Praise you for cleansing. Praise you for the washing of the blood. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Praise you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for your cleansing. Thank you for the blood, Lord. We thank you for your presence here. We thank you for the Shekinah glory of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the burning of the blood. Father, I thank you for the blood to burn through and purge. Thank you for the purging and the burning of the blood here this morning. Praise you for it. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. The spirit of bestiality, spirit of homosexuality, spirit of lesbianism. I break that powers over these people in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Every spirit of bestiality, I break that powers in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Spirit of burning, I bind you in Jesus' name. Spirit of burning, I bind it in Jesus. I loose me. I loose all of us. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. There's victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. There's victory in Jesus. There's victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we loose these parents so that their children will be loosed. We loose these parents so their children will be free. Thank you for it, Father. We praise you for it. Thank you for it, Father. Every spirit of lust, I bind every spirit of lust. I break the powers of lust. I bind the spirits of lust in Jesus' name. I break those powers of lust. I rebuke them in these people. I break them in the children. I loose the children from spirits of lust. I break the powers of lust in Jesus' name. Spirit of masturbation, I break that power in Jesus' name. Spirit of masturbation, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I break your powers in Jesus' name. I break it over these people. I break it over the children. I loose the children in Jesus' name. You spirits of lust, you spirits of masturbation, I break your power and dominion over this congregation and every member of the families. I break the powers of it in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you for your delivering power in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Lord, I praise you. I thank you, Lord, for your presence. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, I break every bondage. I cut every tie. I loose from every bondage in the name of the Lord. I praise you, Father. I thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. I praise you for your presence. Thank you for your glory over us. I thank you for your glory. And thank you for your power, the delivering power, Lord. I praise you for it. I praise you, Lord. Thank you for your delivering power. I praise you for it. You demons, I bind you in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I bind you to their judgment. Come out. Come out. Come out. You have no rights to these temples. Your rights are taken. Your rights are taken. Come on out. Come on. Move. Move. Come out. Come out. Take your power. Take your rights away. Break your dominion. Take your rights away. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Move. Come out. Come on. Come on out. Angels, get them. Keep them. Keep them. Bind them up. Keep them. Bind them up. We bind up the terrors. We bind them up. We bind you. Bind you to the dead judgment. Loose these people. Incest. Incest. Homosexuality. Lesbianism. Bestiality. Loose them. Loose them. Come out. Spirit of rape. Come out. Spirit of lust. Come out. Come out. Masturbation. Come out. Loose them. Set them free. Come out. I break your power, your dominion. All the sexual sins, all the sexual perversions. Come out. Loose these people. Loose them and set them free. The blood, the blood. The blood cleanses. The blood washes us. We are forgiven. We are cleansed by the blood. The blood. The blood of Jesus cleanses and washes us. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your delivering power. Thank you for setting us free. We praise you for it. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. Lord, anything that Satan has had a right to our lives, that he has brought a sickness upon us in any way that's been related to these areas, I speak to that sickness. I take authority over that sickness in Jesus' name. In the female organs, in the male organs, any sickness here that's come because of these sins, I break the curse of it. I bind the sickness. I command the sickness to loose us and set us free. I speak to these spirits of sickness and disease. I curse them and bind them. I speak healing and restoration to us in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break that power and that dominion in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, I break that power and that dominion in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing, Lord. Thank you for healing. Thank you for the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus to flow through every one of us. Bring healing and restoration to us in these areas where sin, where sinfulness has a right to us and cause sickness or disease because of sexual sins. Father, I thank you for healing and restoration. I praise you for our bodies restoring themselves according to the word of the Lord, that you put, that you bring healing and restore us as the eagle. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, for healing and restoration. Father, I speak healing. Receive for our bodies to receive the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Receive ye the healing virtue of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you for my body and for every body here, every physical body. I speak healing and restoration in the name of the Lord. Body, restore yourself in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Well, I tell you what we need to do. We need to all stand and ask the Lord to fill every area with the Holy Spirit. Every area, so there's no place for any of these things to come back to. And when they come to torment you, you say, no, the Holy Spirit lives in this house. And you have no right to come back here. The Holy Spirit lives here, and you cannot come back. This is not your home anymore. This is the home of the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. Now, Holy Spirit, come and fill every area of our lives that we have just been vacated this morning, and fill every area so that there's no place for any demonic spirit to come back to and lay claim to. We've taken his claim away. He don't have a stake here anymore to stake any claim. We've taken it away, and we've driven down a stake that belongs to the Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Lord, for filling these areas with the Holy Ghost, and that we will live righteously and holy before you. And when these spirits come back to torment us, we'll tell them that this is not their home anymore, that this house belongs to God, and the Holy Ghost fills this area, and they can't come back. Father, we thank you for that, and we praise you for it. We thank you for your anointing and your blessing and your presence here today, and the deliverance that you brought to every one of us in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, and we praise you for it. Amen, amen. Now, Father, we thank you for the food.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.